Hello, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist, and every week I write a newsletter which is all about international radio trends and all of that sort of thing, and you're listening to the podcast version of it that I literally just record by me sitting there and reading it out. You may hear the same birds that you heard last week, and you may hear the same fan in the background that you heard last week, and there's a good reason for that. See if you can guess what it is. Now, for years, I've been banging on about the need for comparable audio consumption data for the UK, and we're just about to get it. Well, they are just about to get it. Rajar is great data. It's very, very detailed. It's truly nationwide. Their website lists all of the public data in a really accessible way. It's much more detailed and much more open than any other English-speaking radio market. Good for them. And Rajar also produces the Midas survey, which is the measurement of internet-delivered audio services, of which I link to the latest data, which is from before the pandemic in spring 2020. Again, though, very useful data. It shows how people consume different types of audio, including podcasting. And if you've ever seen a presentation from me about the changing nature of radio, you'll have seen some data from that. It shows the difference between age groups and the difference between consumption on different devices. Midas is great data, and it's normally produced every quarter. It's produced from a sample of 2,500 people. It's really helpful for everyone to understand what's going on. But it's compiled in a different way, and it's using different questions to the infinite dial data, which Edison Research compiles for the US, Canada, and Australia. And it's also compiled for Germany and Metro South Africa. And because of that, it's really difficult to compare different countries. So the infinite dial, for example, tells us 37% of Australians listen to podcasts every month, 38% of Canadians, 41% of Americans. But the Brits, well, we don't know. And Midas is weekly data, not monthly. The questions are different. The people being asked are different too. Midas asks people who've done a Rajar survey and said that they didn't mind being recontacted, which clearly adds some form of bias, no matter how small it is, to the type of people that you're asking. Now, Infinite Dial doesn't have that filter on their respondents, so you're going to get a different answer. Now, you can watch the data being unveiled on Thursday, December the 2nd at 2 p.m. in London. It'll be the first time that the UK radio and audio industry is directly compared to data from the US. And I will absolutely be continuing to rely on the Rajar data for the detail, but I'm fascinated to see what Infinite Dial reports. If you want to watch that, it's free. It's a webinar, as everything is these days. Omicron? Yes. Anyway, whatever it is, perhaps I will see you there in the webinar. Good luck to you. If you were going to the IBC show, which cancelled within a week of the event, it seemed a brave decision when I saw the tweet coming through. But what with Omicron, it seems like a sensible move. Who would be an event organiser in this day and age? Good grief. I also link this week to a fun piece of history about the CBS Mystery Theatre and a good press ad for radio hidden away in a blog post that starts with, obviously, video killed the radio star because, you know, obviously it's a lazy buggles headline. But nevertheless, it's quite a good piece, so well worth looking at. I also link to The Verge, which is looking at Netflix's infrastructure and why you've probably never ever seen Netflix buffer. Their infrastructure is very clever. It's not quite as unique as they claim, but it's still quite impressive to have a look at, so worth a read. There's also a great documentary hidden away on a BBC history page from Richard Latto about Noel's house party. It's a good sort of look back at that show from the 1980s. The benefit, I think, of getting a super fan to make that sort of documentary is really evident. It reminds me of Sam Bailey and Joe Harland, who put together a radio station called BBC Radio 1 Vintage. And I link to their talk at Next Radio as well. If you find someone who really cares to make a thing, that is always, always better than just finding someone. Thank you to Matthew Rudd, who kindly bought me a coffee last week. Since May 2013, Matthew has presented Forgotten 80s on Absolute 80s, which is a show he originally did on Q Radio from 2010. Now, actually, when he was summarily terminated from his Q Radio contract in 2010, I did send an email to Tony Morey at Absolute Radio and said, you know, you might want to think about giving this guy a show on Absolute 80s because it's a very good show. And to my eternal pleasure, he did. And so Matthew has been doing that show since 2013. It's a great show if you like 80s music, but you don't like hearing the same, oh, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Made of This, how fantastic. Well worth having a peek at. I'm sure that you'll find it on the Absolute 80s website. And thank you also to Richard Hilton and to Brun Audio Consulting for your ongoing support of this newsletter and podcast. I'm very grateful to you. If you'd like to support my work in any way, you can buy me a coffee. Become a member now to give regularly or just give a one-off coffee or five at buymeacoffee.com/James Cridland. That would be very kind of you. My professional website has more details about who I am, what I do, and whether I can help you further, including speak at an event near you, which would be nice at some point. Omicron. You'll find that at james.cridland.net. And until next time, keep listening.